Book 2, Chapter 1, The Charter of the Cities. Lambert was standing bewildered outside the door of the king's apartments amid the scurry of astonishment and ridicule. He was just passing out into the street in a dazed manner when James Barker dashed by him. "Where are you going?" he asked. "To stop all this foolery, of course," replied Barker. And he disappeared into the room. He entered it headlong, slamming the door and slapping his incomparable silk hat on the table. His mouth opened, but before he could speak, the king said, "Your hat, if you please." Fidgeting with his fingers and scarcely knowing what he was doing, the young politician held it out. The king placed it on his own chair and sat on it. "A quaint old custom," he explained, smiling above the ruins. "When the king receives the representatives of the House of Barker, the hat of the latter is immediately destroyed in this manner. It represents the absolute finality of the act of homage expressed in the removal of it. It declares that never until that hat shall once more appear on your head, a contingency which I firmly believe to be remote, shall the House of Barker rebel against the crown of England." Barker stood with clenched fist and shaking lip. "Your jokes," he began, "and my property," and then exploded with an oath and stopped again. "Continue, continue," said the king, waving his hands. "What does it all mean?" cried the other with a gesture of passionate rationality. "Are you mad?" "Not in the least," replied the king pleasantly. "Madmen are always serious. They go mad from lack of humour. You are looking serious yourself, James." "Why can't you keep it to your own private life?" expostulated the other. "You've got plenty of money and plenty of houses now to play the fool in, but in the interests of the public..." "Epigrammatic," said the king, shaking his finger sadly at him. "None of your daring scintillations here. As to why I don't do it in private, I rather fail to understand your question. The answer is of comparative limpidity. I don't do it in private because it is funnier to do it in public. You appear to think that it would be amusing to be dignified in the banquet hall and in the street, and at my own fireside I could..."